successful Mega Man Radio has been commissioned to invade deep into enemy territory, drive out the hosts of hell, and take back the land. Our mission is to preach Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the only name written under heaven by which men might be saved, cast out demons, and pray for the sick that they may be healed in Jesus' name. If this program is a blessing to you and you would like to take part in this harvest of men's souls, join with us and attack the hosts of hell by donating any amount online at www.omegamanradio.com. Are you ready? Ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, you can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
Excited to be here tonight, live on Friday, November 11, 2022. We got Michael Basham in the house from Spirit Wars, and welcome wherever you're tuning in from. Brother Michael, you want to open us in prayer?
I would be honored to, and God, we thank you for this amazing time. We just clear the airwaves and the pipes and the thoughts and the distractions and the things about elections and the corruptions. And we just, today, we want to focus on you, on your word, on how glorious and how amiable are your towers and your presence and the New Jerusalem. So we just ask for the atmosphere of heaven to dwell with us as we share tonight. I thank you for Brother Sharon for this platform and the brilliant speaker in the last transmission there. What a fireball. Wow. I've got to hear the rest of that later. Mr. Peter Torres.
Peter Torres.
Got some amazing people.
Old friend. We haven't seen Peter in a while. He's been very busy. He's a school teacher. And he's coming back, though, with his program. So probably an announcement about that next week. Folks, we're excited to be here with Michael Basham. Spirit Wars also shouts out to the Fringe Radio Network. And Michael, how you been since last week, my friend?
Well, since you kicked me in the butt to start doing those Chinese shows, I've been just running around like a chicken with my head cut off or a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest trying to get all that stuff out, and we're just about there. I just recorded Matthew chapter 7 in Chinese, mostly Chinese, a little bit of English to make it kind of like a bilingual thing, but, you know, it's funny because you read words like junju, the word pearl, don't cast your pearls before swine. Junju, 不要把你的珍珠放在猪前面. And zhu is pig, so pearls and pig kind of sound similar. Anyway, it's been real fun, sir. I'm getting back into the groove thanks to you. And I don't know how much we're allowed to talk about the whole operation, but it looks like we're about to just invade China via radio wave. So that is a really big deal, and I will be talking about prophetic confirmations on that this last week as well.
I'm excited, folks, and more details on that later. Welcome aboard. We're live with Michael Basham. Michael, we've got this hour together. I'm going to flip the mic over to you, my friend. Take it away.
Yee-hoo! Already. Well, haha, captive audience. No, you guys have a choice to turn the dial, but today is the 11th of November, 2022. And there are just so many downloads. I'm in North Carolina right now. We're having a lot of rain from the hurricane. We're having a lot of kind of amazing prophetic dreams, visions, people coming in and confirming things that God is doing. And believe it or not, I live a relatively normal life. You know, I'll go out and I'll work at FedEx or the local restaurant, truck stop or whatever, to just interface with the regular everyday people, because to just sit in your little pearly tower of marble and carved stone and just only be reading the holy words all the time like Enoch, it just doesn't feel natural. It's not what Jesus did. The monk thing, that was during the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages, when there was like this, there was the collapse of Rome and people had to protect libraries and they needed guys to transcribe those books and keep the faith tradition sound. But the monk life today, I pursued that in Japan. I'm going to share a little bit of my testimony tonight and just how we kind of broke into Asia and how God really leads you. My grandfather, Don Basham, would talk a lot about just getting out there. And then the Holy Spirit will just kind of maneuver things into your path to where you'll realize like, okay, I'm actually on the right path. And oftentimes it'll just be, huh, it feels pleasing to go this way. Oh, I go here, it feels good. And oh, this is nice. And then boom, some miracle happens. And you're like, what the heck? And in my life, it's often just been being at the right place at the right time. So I want to share some of those experiences with you, because I think that we're going to be in these days ahead, we're going to have to face things that have never been seen before. You know, if you listen to Steve Quayle the other day on Hagman Report, it was just this insane download of where we're at right now. And your mind is just exploding with danger, 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 and Henry Groover's visions and many Dmitry Dudeman visions of Russia invading America and China invading America. Well, where does that leave us, the end time church? And are we supposed to be full on with the bandwagon of just info wars every day, all day, 24/7, activism 24/7. So I know they're trying to steal the election. In many ways they have. It seems like today there might be a bit of a victory on the Republican side, but that only means that we have to work even harder because people are going to go back to sleep if there's any victory on that area. But I was in Asheville, North Carolina during the election day. And I was helping a friend just filling trash bags with leaves and just a little property management gig. So I've got all these bags of leaves and, you know, big contractor trash bags. And I go over next door to drop them off at the dumpster. And there's all these voting booths next door on the way there. And I stop over there. And I, as a kind of a practical joke, I walk up to the guy that's sort of guiding people in, and I'm holding these big old bags, and I'm like, oh, I got the extra ballots. And the guy looks at me, they're all Democrats, of course, it's Asheville. And he looks at me and he says, oh no, that's not until later. And I look at him, I'm like, dude, I was kidding. So they are, in their own words, even if he was joking, they are stealing the election. They're doing everything they can to cause this country to go into a free fall, into communism. It's nothing less than actual communism. And that will mean blood on the streets like you've never seen before. You'll think of like Black Lives Matter and like that was a nice warm up. But then I went to my car. I dropped off the trash and it was kind of like, ha ha, hee hee. And I tried the same joke on another lady there. And she kind of just looked at me and she was so exhausted. And the Holy Spirit moved on me and just reminded me, like, feed your enemy. When you see that they're hungry, feed them. So I went to my car, I got a whole bunch of V8 juice, little cans that I'd gotten on sale somewhere, and I was like, hey, you guys want this? And the lady there, obviously, you know, they don't all know that they're stealing an election. They're just trying to do the right thing. You know, they're just the stormtroopers for the empire. And I gave her this V8 juice and she was just so thankful. At first she looked at it, she's like, well, what's in it? And then she was like, oh, that's so, what a rude thing to say. That's so kind of you. You know, and you could tell it really affected her. And I'm not taking credit for this. I'm just saying that the Holy Spirit moved and showed me something on that day. Don't go out there and fight these guys. You're not going to win that way. If you're a Christian, feed your enemy when they're hungry. Find an opportunity to minister to these people that are, they're just slaves of the global empire. And it kind of set me free from getting too involved with all the election. Like, we got to win for DeSantis and Donald Trump. You know, and likewise, if the Chinese are invading, we're getting into more witnessing to the Chinese. Thanks to Shannon, I've been recording some of these Chinese shows, and the Holy Spirit is just speaking through me to the Chinese about the gospel. These could be communists. These could be diehard, vengeful. But usually when you talk to Chinese people, they're really sweet and nice people. China is not really our enemy, except for as far as the corrupt Chinese Communist Party. The majority of China, there's more Christians in China than there are here. God has a heart for these people, whether they're liberal, communist, Democrat, stealers of the country and deluded into thinking that chopping off their kids' genitals means being open-minded or whatever the heck they think. God thinks outside the box. And what we're doing with this concept of the Spirit Force and with our fellows at the Fringe Radio Network and the different ministries that I kind of dovetail with is we're not going along with the mainstream red versus blue. Even we've got to fight the globalists. We've got to fight the New World Order. I mean, that is kind of a very novel idea, thinking that you can fight the Antichrist when this is destined to come. And what Sharon Croft had to share on our show the other day, you can listen to Spirit Force, our podcast. We had a great talk with Sharon Croft, was that if we can just focus on winning souls and, you know, witnessing to these Afghan refugees instead of, hey, you illegal immigrants, what are you doing in my, you're ruining my country. You know, if you have an Afghan refugee in your neighborhood, to witness to them. And in case you don't have time to listen to her show, I hope you do. Sharon Croft is just coming out here, guns blazing, you know, just entering into the fray here. She's an old friend of the Bashams as well, which is really, really cool. It's like meeting your long lost cousin. So Sharon had this to say, that when she was witnessing to one of these formerly hijabi wearing Islamic Afghan ladies teaching her how to read, the woman started to cry just reading Hop on Pop or Dr. Seuss, finding out that she could read when they had told her, no, you'll never be able to read. They don't let their women even learn how to read. That's how sad that situation is. So just even basic things, like when I was in Nepal and I was shown around this very poor but beautiful school outside of Kathmandu, and they looked at me and they were like, hey, you're American. Do you want to organize our library, our books? And they just had piles of textbooks, math, science, all this stuff. And I look at these beautiful kids in this third world country and their eyes are glowing and they value their education. They value getting ahead to be able to like build their country up to have basic infrastructure. And they look at us Americans. They're like, oh, you know how to do this. Can you teach us how to organize our middle school library? And I'm just thinking, this is the most bizarre situation, but there are times where just giving people the basic things that they need is true missionary work. And then they'll listen to you preach the gospel. When it comes to this new project that we're working on, I've lived in Asia since 2001 until about 3-4 years ago. So almost 2 decades. And I found that the first thing you find out when you move to Japan or China or Taiwan is that everybody wants to learn English. Like they know that they need to learn English. And so when you go and you through their little system and you start to teach them English, they're like, oh, teacher, thank you so much. And you tell them, I am a chuanzhao shi, which means missionary. And they're very respectful of missionaries in Taiwan, where they're at least there until now. There has been freedom of speech and they have a republic there. And we've shared a little bit about Taiwanese history and Chinese history in the past shows. But the Chinese people in Taiwan, the Chinese Taiwanese, highly regard missionaries because George Mackay, over 150 years ago or so, came to Taipei and he provided dental care and started a university. He learned Chinese. He debated with the Taoists and the Buddhists, and he built up a trust among those people and then worked really hard learning the language. You can read the story of George MacKay. It's absolutely legendary missionary story. And because of his hard work, Taiwan is now pro-missionary. Japan, not so much. You go to Japan, you tell them that you're a senkyoshi. Same Chinese characters, different pronunciation. Oh, watashi wa senkyoshi desu.
Eh, senkyoshi? Oh, amari hatarakenai ne.
You know, you don't really work. You just get donations. They don't appreciate that. So in Japan, you don't really go around saying, like, I'm a senkyoshi. You usually find yourself in an English teaching environment where you can slip in little gospel bombs, and then they're, oh, very respectful. Oh, thank you, teacher, sensei. Ano, Bible, ano, senshou. And then they'll receive it. So it's all about, like, learn what is the most effective way the Holy Spirit can lead you in that situation to win souls. Because all we're trying to do here, and in the limited amount of time that we have on the internet before they close us completely down, is to win souls.
I think you all can agree about that.
Dave in Canada on MixLR. We are currently live on AmigaManRadio.com on this 11/11/2022. Agrees. English Bible study is how we teach English to the Chinese community here. That's awesome. I don't know a whole lot about the Dewey Decimal System, but I'll try to catch up with your commands. Thank you very much. And yeah, I think the elections, well, there's a scam alert with the elections. You're writing Chinese. Can you actually read that? Or are you just messing with me, bro? You're just messing with me. Nobody speaks Chinese. Well, except for Dave. Well, 吃了,谢谢你. If you guys want to learn Chinese, go to faithbucks.com and link to the Chinese podcast. I throw in some vocabs for the English speakers so that you can learn some Chinese words. Today's word was pan lun. I'm sorry, lun duan. Lun duan means judgment. Judge not and you will not be judged. So it's fun to kind of brush up on your Chinese and just talking with them and saying, hey, oh, Dave and Canada, you got to share this Chinese podcast.
You got to save and share the Chinese podcast.
I'll put a link in the chat if you guys are interested. But I'm really excited about this. It's been a long time. I'm kind of just breaking back into Chinese. But again, when you give them what they're really, like, practically they need to learn English. So if you give them a little bit of English, but then you talk to them and you let them know, like, I want to share Jesus. And I want to also thank my friend Richard Williamson for sharing some artwork. It's Jedi, yours truly dressed as a Jedi. And it's kind of fun. Oh, I guess I can't share the link in the chat there, but I will on Facebookers here. I have two Facebooks, Michael Basham and Seer Fax on Facebook. I'm also on Gab, so you can find us on there. And faithbucks.com has all the different things that we do. We are on probably one too many projects to do any of them really well, but I do like to gab and talk and share as much as I can, as fast as I can, about the gospel and about what I see as the overall, the spirit force of God and the movements of God's military operations. I think that's a really, really key thing right now. And so we have this internet for a little while, but this is only temporary. And I appreciate Omega Man for really, boom, you know, using this as a mission field. So I don't want to blabber on too much. I have some scriptures to share tonight. If y'all turn with me, open your Bibles to James chapter 1, verse 23. If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, this goes to all of us listeners of podcasts out there. He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Think about these little glass, these black glass phones that we stare into all the time. I just got this new Motorola phone. I bought a case online and it didn't show up yet. And I already dropped it and it cracked a little bit. So I'm not too happy about that, but then again, it's just glass. It's this shard of the reverse of a star, which giveth light. It's a black hole that sucks you in. Some people I've talked with actually believe that part of that camera watching you all the time isn't just to watch you. It's to actually suck you in, like your soul is getting sapped by the phone itself. So cover your cameras, guys, whenever you can. All the big tech people, you see, they always have tape over their cameras. So Stony47 says, my first gift of tongues sounds Chinese. One sounds like Hebrew. Well, here's a Chinese word for you. Hebrew and Chinese is shibolai. Deliver to deliver has Croatian tongues. Wow, that's awesome. Wow, a lot of good comments. Work for a school library. Very funny story. Good. Beep, beep. I love your screen name. So, in case you guys don't know who I am, when I met the Lord in 1999, 2000, that period of time, through some big emergencies that took place with my family, I had no idea how intimate God could be with you, that he would lead you step by step. And the first thing was I really was interested in Japanese culture and language at the time. And there was just all these weird blessings and favor that came into my life. Once I was like, okay, I want to learn Chinese. I want to learn Japanese. Boom. People just started blessing me left and right. Okay. Here's some language books. Okay. Come stay with I had a Japanese conductor. He was like, come, you stay in my house 3 days. I teach you Japanese. I was like, wow. Very famous conductor, Akira Endo, that my dad worked with. And at the same time, it was kind of like, is this really the will of God? Like Japanese, you know, am I really a missionary per se? Like this kind of feels selfish. I don't know. So one day I was driving my car. I was in high school and I just openly prayed. I said, God, can you please help me learn Japanese today? I'm going to go to the library and study. Just please help me to have a good study time. It's always good to pray for everything that you do. Pray over it. And the prayer ended with like, this is what you want me to do, right? And right, you know, and then I drive up into the library and the library is closed. So I'm like, oh, crap, maybe not. Maybe I'm just being a selfish nerd. You know, I'm always kind of questioning what I do sometimes. You know, it took me a long time to get into podcasting. So it was like, well, somebody else can do a much better job. And I stumble over my words all the time. And God's like, no, you will do the podcast. I was like, okay, sure. But I walk up to the library anyway, seeing this person in front of it. And something just made me get my books and just step out of my car boldly and walk up to the entrance, even though it was obvious it was closed. This is in Vanderbilt Road on Naples, near Naples, Florida, where they just had that big hurricane. And lo and behold, there's like hardly any Japanese people there, by the way. But lo and behold, there's this little short Japanese elderly lady, and she just is staring there into the library trying to figure out why it's closed so early. And I'm like, yeah, it's strange. Oh, it says here Friday, the library closes at 5 p.m. Oh, okay. And then she says, oh, what is this? You study Japanese? And she saw I had my kanji book, you know. I am Japanese. I am a Japanese teacher. I teach you Japanese. You come my home. I teach you. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm literally a 6'2", pretty athletic high schooler, and this is a 4-foot-tall Japanese elderly lady. What could possibly go wrong? I'm just going to say, sure, okay. And like, what the heck? So you follow me. So I got in my car and she got in her car and I was going to follow her home. And as I was waiting for her, I looked down and I saw this little card. My sister Haley Basham, she used to write Bible scriptures on little 3x5 cards. She still does. And the one that I saw, I was waiting and I just, you know, what's this one saying? It says, how gracious he will be when you call out for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer. And then it said underneath that, another verse in Isaiah, while they were yet praying, the Lord heard and answered them. So guys, like, if whatever you're trying to figure out in your life, pray. I mean, I prayed, God, do you want me to learn Japanese? Is this what you want me to do? Boom, baby. You know, a little Japanese lady shows up there, becomes my teacher. I end up getting tutoring from her for a long time. She was also a widow, so she was, you know, needing some company, and I would go there 2-3 times a week. She didn't charge me any money. Eventually, I started giving her some because it was, like, pretty nice, you know, nice of her to train me in Japanese. And we would just sit there, and she would cook me dinner and show me different, you know, things about Japan. And I was trying to witness her to share with her the gospel, and to no avail. Like, she was very stubborn in that area, but she blessed me. And this kind of started my journey of, like, just me, apart from the whole Basham family. Like, Don Basham's widow wife, now reunited in heaven, Alice Basham, she never really understood. She was always kind of like, well, I don't know what this thing is that Mike, this fascination Michael has with Japan. It's like this strange, you know, he's like almost too into it. I didn't know either. I still, to this day, I don't know what that was, except when I got to Japan, my Japanese was way ahead thanks to those tutoring classes. And I also used to read the Bible in Japanese. I found out that the Bible is the best way to learn a language. So I'm checking your comments. Delivered says, wow, Michael, such a prophecy. Yeah, I'm kind of a clown, you know, but God still blesses me. And just, it might be said like, wow, you're like the worst missionary I've ever seen and I've ever heard of. And I might be like, well, you have heard of me, to quote Captain Jack Sparrow. But I find that if you just include God in your life, even if you might feel like you're a little bit of a worldly person, or you're not like this clothed in bleached white, you know, linens, perfect prayer, prophecy warrior, fasting all the time, fasting 48 hours a day. You know, the kind of people, like, you feel, they make us all feel like we're never going to make it. But hey, you know, we're trying to cover a lot of bases here. Android phones, you can turn the microphone off. Okay. Well, I would still just put the camera on. They lie. They always lie. Yeah. And try not to get a smart TV if you can, but oh well. Yeah. So God started to show me step by step over the years. If I ever write a book, it's going to sound amazing. But these are like over years. God will lead you over years of time. Thank you, Delivered. God will lead you in small little steps, a still small voice, not a booming thunderous, go this way. It's more like, God, do you really want me to learn Japanese? And he's like, bomb, Japanese teacher. I mean, but at that age, and this is why we need to reach out to the youth and the new generation and go on, well, don't go on TikTok if you can, but pray for those youngsters sharing their faith on TikTok, because there is a huge, huge harvest of souls and soul-winning caliber Christians coming on there and sharing their faith all the time. Hi, guys. Don't scroll. I found this really cool Bible verse, John 3:16. It's so great. And it's like they've never heard it before. You know, I mean, isn't that amazing? There are people that have just woken up because of the lockdowns, and they're realizing like, oh my gosh, I actually really need Jesus. Like, oh my gosh. And wow, all my education, all my everything I did, it doesn't amount to anything. Like one stroke of a button and no more job at my service industry position. And the biggest blessing that I can see is that these coming lockdowns, and there will be more lockdowns, it's just a matter of when, are going to cause such a huge awakening of people that are going to be like, wow, I bet my whole life on my, you know, attending night school and, you know, trying to get my license as an approved dingle schnapper. And I was, I had this whole big career planned out, and, you know, and now it's like, wow, I could lose everything. Because what they did in America was they got everybody over decades to think that the service industry, the, you know, bartender and hairdresser and even some basic mechanical things, and that that would be the future economy. And so everybody and their brother does basic, you know, storefront service industry related positions. You know, you can make a lot of money as a waiter or a bartender or different service things. This is, it's a service driven economy with tips. You know, no other country has tips. Well, then boom, the snap of Thanos from Marvel movies, you know, and then suddenly it's all taken away. So we're in a place now where we're really going to have to learn how to live by faith. And that's going to be step by step, day to day communication. It's that little moment where you just mustered the energy to just open your Bible when you were doing something else. I mean, that takes energy, but maybe in our 40s, it takes more. But in your teens, if you can convince the younger generation that opening your Bible throughout the day is like wiring into headquarters and getting a direct download from home base, and that you are a soldier on the front lines, then you might have a better chance of downloading this stuff. And then later on comes the greater things, the pearls, which I don't consider this audience by any means, in any way, shape, or form to be swine, of course. But I don't publicly share a lot of the revelatory things that are coming day by day, because in your prayer time, in your prayer closet, God will show you stuff about the mysteries of the Bible. And some of that stuff, you just want to keep a little on the low and low as far as going out there in public. But I am beginning a new project called the Spirit Force White Papers to begin to leak out and to share some of these more heavy-duty revelations about just stuff in the Bible that's kind of mystical, like the spirit of wisdom or the concept of being able to go to the New Jerusalem or engage in other dimensions with these fallen entities and fallen angels. And I'm sure a lot of you, if I'd be interested in the chat, if anybody out there has ever had this happen, but the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the cosmocrata, these wicked forces in high places. So have you ever had a dream where you were wrestling and it was like a death match and you were just fighting this entity and they would not give up, and you kind of go like overboard violent with these things? I've found over the years that these are fallen, wicked entities that you can't really kill them, but you can get them to say uncle. And the way that you get them there is pretty violent. So if you've ever had that experience, I'd be interested to know, because we're learning how to topple these guys. These are the fallen angels. One third of heaven fell when Lucifer decided to go to civil war against our Father in heaven. And those guys are all over the place. I don't recommend going and hunting them down or anything. That's only according to the Holy Spirit. But we are wrestling against these guys, not your local Democrat office that's turning the country into a communist poopy hole. We're really wrestling against these things, and they are really, really strong. And you've got to really take out all the weapons when you fight them. Some of the weapons that I found in these more revelatory things that I want to share on the Spirit Force White Papers, which I'll be posting to faithbucks.com in the coming weeks and months, is the keys of the kingdom, and specifically the ways that God can reforge these keys to become different kinds of weapons that work insanely well against these fallen entities. For instance, the keys turn to swords. All right, Delivered has dreams of fights at night. Cool, man. And they try to come in the house. Whoa, Gila Bear always has two, one fighting, one watching. Well, let's send you reinforcements. Stony 47, Jesus told me people will line up outside our home seeking Jesus someday. Wow. I had a dream last night that I was back in Japan and I was in Tokyo, and I realized I could just take a sheet of paper, write some words about, hey, learn English for free, and here's an email, and you know, come here, and then pass them out in downtown Tokyo, and people would largely take them, photocopy it, of course, first. and that would be a really easy way to share the gospel. So yeah, we've been pretty busy around there, like running around Taipei, Tokyo. I used to teach English. There was this one kid. He was like, teacher, I see these really scary shadow people come in my room. They're so scary, teacher. I was like, okay, looking around. Okay, mom and dad aren't listening right now. I was just like going to their house teaching. They'd leave me there with these textbooks and like a rich dentist family with their two boys. And I'm like, all right, next time you see that thing, you just call in the name of Jesus. Just say Jesus. Can you say Jesus?
Jesus.
Okay, Jesus. Good. Next week I show up. Teacher.
Oh my gosh.
And he was like falling over himself. Like, he couldn't even like get himself to sit still enough to tell me what happened.
Teacher, so again, the shadow of people, they come my room and I say, Jesus. And then, oh, they run away, teacher. They run away. Oh. I'm like, okay. All right, calm down. Yes, good. Very good. Good student. Very good.
So it's the out of the mouths of the babes and sucklings. The kid is like 12. You know, it's just this little Taiwanese kid, lives downtown Taipei somewhere. Humble, sweet, frugal, hardworking Taiwanese family. But, you know, they had a ghost problem, as many Taiwanese do. So you never know where God is going to put you. And even the little things, like, I think God has a special delight in just moving this small little soul in the right direction and helping them. He has more interest in that than the election of the United States right now. I think that there was the blood moon, the sign in the sky, you know, the night of, we had a lot of interesting kind of, okay, America, repent. And I'm sure many of the other guests on the show on Omega Man have gone into that very deeply. I listened to Augusto Perez's talk. That was brilliant. What an honor to be on the same platform. I've listened to Augusto Perez for years. But yeah, these shadow people, they're real. Stoney says, I've seen javelins flying. Jesus gives out many weapons. I thank him for that. We need these weapons for what is coming. Amen. Oh, wow. You saw a shadow person attached to a person you're witnessing to. There you go. See, when you're witnessing to somebody, it's one of the best things you can do is have a friend and just go out and just go shopping with a friend. Go out and specifically expect God to bring people across your path, because when it's two by two, one person can witness, the other can pray. And these people that we're witnessing to have demons that are specifically trying to keep them from receiving the gospel. The worst thing that can happen is for them to lose that eternal soul. Okay? So we need to be constantly in prayer, expecting as you go out, it's not just, oh, I'm going to the grocery store. It's you are a shining one. Your armor glistens and shines, and the demons, they look and they see and they're like, oh, crap, not him. You have to have that view. I don't care if you own land or not. Like, there's a possibility that we might lose all private ownership in the United States at some point, unless you can defend it with like multiple weapons. And even then, the government could go into a total, complete shutdown and transference. You better hope that Putin and China are willing to give the country back to the sovereign citizens and to restart the constitution, because there could be a face down. Russia is speaking more truth than almost any other source, which is so ironic because they used to be the bad guys, kind of. I go to RT.com and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is actually real. And then I go to Drudge Report and it's like, yeah, propaganda. So I'm not going to get too much into the news this episode or necessarily end time eschatology, but just to get back to this concept of spiritual warfare, you know, spirit wars, and to honor my grandfather, Don Basham, and his work. That's how Omega Man and I originally met, was through this concept of spiritual warfare. So Shannon is a true warrior. But you guys have to read the book of Genesis regularly, at least the first few chapters, and just meditate on it and let the Lord kind of show you things in a different angle. Because we tend to kind of see everything in Sunday school flannel graphs and think, and the fringe Christian movement has done a great job of introducing the concept of the fallen angel watchers and what Noah's flood was all about and how they were changing the DNA and the giants and how it all ties into the jabby webby, vaxy smashy. Let's make up some secret code words for the things that people are injecting into their veins. And we'll just call it the vaccines that are killing everybody. How about that? And they've done a great job of that. And you can go to fringeradionetwork.com, and we have Omega Man is now with us there as well. We're so excited to see him getting more, getting his reach out there even more. And I will also be mentioning Omega Man Radio whenever we share Chinese stuff into the airwaves. Yes. Airwaves of China. And it's fun, guys. This is really fun. Like, I've basically been Daffy Duck on the internet, just jumping around, getting banned, getting censored, getting shut down, sometimes getting other people banned, hopefully not too much. But you know, Daffy Duck, he's like, woohoo, woohoo, woohoo. And Elmer Fudd is like, ah, shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a-ding-fuck-shuck-a- jumping around, and we are literally like Daffy Duck, just making fun of the enemy. And I've been let's just say there's been some angelic visitation where it's like, all right, Michael, you're really goofy. You have a sense of humor, but you have to also learn how and where and when there's a time to be grave and serious. And so I'm working on that, or at least they're trying to teach me. Good luck, angels. I'll try to be a good student. I'll try to be a good student. Oh, Maria says you can't watch RT in the UK. Well, you can get something called a proxy VPN, which makes the internet think that your computer is in a different country, and then you can access websites blocked in your country. But that's very interesting. So the UK banned RT. Wow. I will be posting RT links, at least the headlines you'll see on Faithbucks on my Telegram. I think Telegram should at least let you see links to stuff. So bands drive around, write tickets for people who don't have a license to watch TV in the UK. That's crazy. That is really interesting. I had no idea. That's interesting. Do people ask you to cast demons out of their homes? That happens to me, Stony 47. Not recently, but I actually met a guy in Taiwan. We were talking about doing like Ghostbusters because there's an actual article. Somebody's home lost all this value because of a haunting. So if you were able to, this is a serious thing. If you were able to actually prove that you could like cause a ghost to vacate the premises, you might have a business. Exorcism might be a lucrative business. I'm not sure if that's what God intended it to be, but it was a funny meeting. It's like, should we do this? Should we do this? Should we be Ghostbusters? So let's get back to the book of Genesis. So when you read the Bible from the perspective of the angelics, as my friend calls them, the winged ones, but you better specify which winged ones, you might start to see that there's interesting stuff in there. There's this prophecy spoken to the serpent that says, well, because you have done this, now you are cursed to eat the dust all the days of your life. And what does that mean? Oh, the snake lost its legs. Now he's a snake. He slithers. Well, okay, that might be true too. But think of the fall of Lucifer and think of what that meant, that there has been war in heaven. And that we don't really know when that final prophecy and revelation took place, if that's like a composite of past events. Michael fought Satan, the dragon, and cast down, you know, a third of the stars fall. That might be a composite of ancient angel wars as well. But what we think may be the case is that Satan was somehow lured here when Adam was unveiled, because humans' destinies, our destinies are to take the place of these fallen angels and to actually be above the angels, ruling and reigning with God in the future. And I'm not Mormon, in case you're wondering. It's not just about planets and that stuff. It's like literally the fallen angels are jealous of us, and that's one of the reasons they fight us. They're not all pedophiles and into this weird perverted stuff. They're trying to get us to be destroyed and to make God judge us by hurting our own children and letting our kids fall into this stuff. They're using that. That is a very ancient tactic, by the way. So the fallen angels are wanting to take us out. And this is an ancient war, and it looks like what they're trying to do here is destroy, and they know that their fate has been sealed and not, that now they are cursed, but their only hope is to drag as many people as they can down to hell. Now, the interesting thing about that verse in Genesis, unto the serpent, God said, you will eat the dust of the earth and she will bruise your head. Speaking of the woman versus the seed of the woman, that if you would imagine an interstellar war that's been going on or interdimensional for a long, long time, Lucifer, Satan has kind of been a scourge all over the place, like all over the heavens, whatever you want to believe, whether it's aliens or just other worlds or whatever. This guy has been a major problem. I mean, God poured everything he had into Lucifer, Satan, and then he fell. So think about that. How are you going to stop this fallen cherub who's at war with God and at war with 2/3 of God's kingdom? I mean, it's a pretty big rebellion. Star Wars Upside Down is actually the rebels are the Luciferians. And Darth Vader is Jesus Christ. Not kidding here. If you actually watch Star Wars Upside Down, where the Empire represents God the Father, the Empire, the Emperor, God the Father, and his son, Darth Vader, versus the rebels. And it's a romantic story, but if you turn it upside down, the occult kind of Gnostic viewpoint that they put forward, that George Lucas wrote, and I'm sure he had friends. In fact, according to my sources, when the alien disclosure stuff was coming out, as far as the inside government areas of that, they had a science fiction writer in the room, and his name was Gene Roddenberry. So movies like Star Trek and Star Wars are actually a glimpse into more or less the actual reality of what is going on out there, whether it's in another dimension or a long galaxy far, you know, outside our quadrants. I mean, we're living in the boondocks, guys. So as far as where Earth is, the solar system, we're pretty far away from everything. There's a really good movie called Moonfall that gets into the moon being artificial and the Earth being basically created by the moon, and really powerful movie, pro-human message, anti-AI message, kind of a cheesy Roland Emmerich movie. But point is here that the Garden of Eden, this whole story that we are presently in, and we are in the Bible right now, in between the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation, is all a huge ruse, a huge trap to get Satan to come down thinking that, oh, well, I'll just get rid of man by tricking him to do the thing he's not supposed to do. I mean, he had to be pretty intelligent to know the plan. I mean, Satan must have known a lot about what was going on. Well, we'll teach man, you know, to sin, and then he'll have to die, and then that takes care of that. Well, he didn't know that the law would mean he was now trapped here. And in a way, when God talks to Satan in the book of Job, he's like, well, what have you been doing? Oh, you know, I've just been going to and fro and here and there and west and north and, you know, around the earth. And it's like, oh, so what about the heavens? Like, so it's not interstellar Satan? Well, that's good to know. So we're here on this planet. Lucifer, king of the nations, king of the, what was that Mo letter we used to talk about in the family? Satan, king of empires. Really interesting study. I should post it. But Satan, king of empires, goes through the history of all these different nations and governments, and how you can see that Satan really controlled all of them from Babylon to Egypt, Greece and Rome. And you can always find good things that men did, but you also see how Satan really ruled the roost. And so at the end of time, this final world government, partly strong, partly weak, Daniel chapter 2, is going to come to its head. And we, the end time church, we're going to navigate this. But really, as we're doing so, if you identify, forget gender, identity, and whatever pronouns, if you are under the identity of Jesus Christ and as the intimates of Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ, New Jerusalem, end time army, then as we approach this time, no matter what they do, whether they grab you out of your home and kill your family in front of you and shoot you in the head, torture you, chop your head off, the level of Holy Spirit ecstasy is going to be increasing among his true people, not the patriots that are ready to bunker out in bunkers. And there's some movie about like a survivalist in I forget this really funny, scary movie about the end of the world where it's the whole movie takes place in a survival bunker. Really well done, really good acting. And I can't remember the name of the movie, but like, you don't want to be stuck in a survival bunker with some kind of weird, hellish personality. If anybody knows the name of the movie, you can put it in the chat. It's Cloverfield, one of the Cloverfield movies. So look up Cloverfield. Came out like 5 years ago. But we are going to survive this through faith, not through guns, ammo, and storable food. And the level of joy is going to increase. It's going to be like this, oh my gosh, we're coming into, oh my gosh, we're about to meet Jesus. Like, oh my gosh. Like, who cares if they, yes, exactly, delivered. Like, if they fine us $1 billion like Alex Jones, who cares? Phoebe's kitties are gathering around listening to Mr. Basham. Well, meow, kitties, good to see you. So we are in this interstellar, interdimensional war. We're down here. It's not that we're stuck here with the devil. The devil's stuck down here with us. And he can't touch any of us without the express permission of our Father in heaven. And it looks like you had the same revelation about Star Wars. I've had like a dozen dreams about Star Wars being real, except for, you know, Han Solo and the Millennium Falcon. But like, the overall visual of the universe is basically Star Wars, except not written by George Lucas and not the force and mixing of good and evil. Read C.S. Lewis. We need to do a show just about this, Out of the Silent Planet, and you will see a vision of space where the gospel is present. Very few fiction, very few movies have been written about this or filmed. So, hallelujah. We got to remind you guys that we're going live into China, and I've already posted the first 3 or 4 episodes of Cheng Fei Sheng Jing Hua Yu Hua, which is my Chinese name, Cheng Fei. And there's a whole story behind my name in China. It's kind of hilarious, but also prophetic. And we already read through the entire Beatitudes in Chinese, so I hope that will be of a blessing to all y'all. Don't worry about all this news about the elections and the crazy stuff. And it looks like there's always entertainment. There's always entertainment there. But in essence, at some point, America has to be taken down in order for the Antichrist world government to arise. I mean, that's just the big... that is the big elephant in the room. But meanwhile, do your best, pray, get self-sufficient if you can, but mostly get close to the Lord. And that's what we will be talking about. All right, Omega Man, you're back. I'll see you there. How are you doing?
Hey, everybody. Hey, we're excited about this new venture. Michael is going to be broadcasting into the entire continent of China. 1 billion people. And we're in a time where the censorship is so great that we may only be left with shortwave at some point. And we've got a contact on the island of Palau, which is where there are 3 large transmitters. They hit all of Korea, China, Russia, many other nations. And it's called Hope Radio. They recently contacted me, as I was telling Michael, and said, hey, would you like to go back on the air? And the reason we're contacting you is because we have people asking for foreign language programs. And, of course, wow. We were running one there in Korean for about a year. And I was thinking about it, and I said, you know what? Michael's got this amazing talent that God has given him. He speaks in Mandarin. He also speaks in Japanese. And I said, you know, I was thinking, Michael, let's get you on that network, and you'll go in every week with the word. The word will not return void. And Michael is doing it bilingual in English and Mandarin, which is a fantastic idea. Also, in addition to being on shortwave, Michael's going to take that same program and put it across the spectrum on every social media platform you can get it. You know,
right.
What was very interesting, and I'll keep my comment short because I ran out of time here. Shortwave has been used for over 100 years. It's still being used by certain peoples. But the American government got the smart idea, smart aleck idea, to pull off of the shortwave channels as well as Australia, and I think BBC did too, that they'd had for decades. And what happened? They said, oh, shortwave's a dinosaur. We got the internet now. Well, you do as long as you got electricity. But here's the deal.
Right.
As soon as they pulled off, the Communist Chinese Party jumped in there, the CCP, and they took over those old frequencies that we had, Australia, BBC had. And what are they broadcasting? They're broadcasting in English. What do they know that most of us don't know? They know that that's a powerful way to get in when other means can be blocked, like the Great Chinese Firewall. You know, Chinese don't get TikTok. I mean, don't get YouTube and Facebook. I mean, they could with a proxy. Even the government knows who are using proxy, though. But how do you get in if they block the internet? You get in with shortwave, the same way we were getting into the Hermit Kingdom. And I'm no longer broadcasting into the Hermit Kingdom at the moment. But the point is, I thought, man, this guy's got the talent. He's got to use it because I don't know too many people can do what he can do. And he's reading even from the Chinese King James Bible.
I did not know about that until you sent that to me. It's a beautiful translation. I mean, I have to say, like, compared to the other Chinese Bibles that I've read, and I would say my ability is in the intermediate level, but as long as I have the documents in front of me, we are putting those out there. And I wanted to tell you, I have two prophetic people in my life that have already confirmed this project.
Wow.
Having dreams of shortwave radios and military operations. And I told them we're doing this thing. They're like, bro, you need to put some weight on this. This is legit. And then another prophetic lady called me today and she's like, remember, I told you I saw this radio tower in a vision.
Wow.
I'm getting chills right now. This is an interesting time.
Yeah. Folks, this is hard. This is hardcore. What the enemy's trying to do with the censorship here. And this goes over all the channels. I mean, just bounces off the ionosphere, can target places. And I was encouraged in the fact that there are many. One man said, don't underestimate those in these other countries that have these shortwave, because that's how they had to get their information for decades. They still got these units.
Wow.
And we know the word of God will not return void. There's a harvest out there that we're going to pull in, and I'm so excited that Michael is going to use these amazing languages that God has gifted him with to get into some places that we couldn't get in otherwise in these last days. And then, Michael, I don't know if you know it yet, but I think you're also supposed to do one in Japanese next.
Hey, kashikumanimashita. The Lord gave me a dream last night about Japan. Yes, sir. Let me get that fourth episode finished and sent to you, so you got all the, because they want four episodes first to get it going. So
that, yes, sir.
And guys, please send support to Omega Man via Zelle and PayPal and everything that you can, Bitcoin, because this is literally going to this operation. You know, I mean, this is real stuff, and we're not just here for entertainment. Like, this is
literally, like, we could be getting the gospel. God is speaking through me. I mean, I humbly tell you this, that when I get to speak in Chinese, it's the most pure thing, because it's still limited in my dialogue ability, but I get to preach the gospel, and we're giving an altar call every single show, 29-minute shows. And it costs something to upload those, to get those sent via shortwave. So please send support into Omega Man via any means possible. Anything, even if you just have a few extra bucks, because this is going to go towards helping win souls. We don't know who it's going to reach, but it's going to be big. And this is China's hour. So, you know, I feel like everything I've been through up till now, it's prepared us for this time right now.
And now, folks, let me mention this. If you do want to send in support for radio, just put radio. Please do not put in China, Korea, communist, anything like that, or we'll get flagged.
Right.
Don't put that in there, please. Or put nothing in there and just shoot me an email after the fact if you want to go specific for radio, and that's where it'll go. It'll soon cost us about a buck and a quarter for a half hour, and I'm getting ready to sign the contract now for the China, so Michael's already cooing up the programs. And then when you're ready, Michael, let's do Japan, because the same frequency that I was using going to Korea will hit Japan also. So we're going to get you on in Japanese as well. Folks, but aside from that, I want you to know that Michael is broadcasting more now than ever, and you can go to his website, faithbucks.com. I want to encourage you to support the work he's doing. He just did an interview with Sharon Croft, and I told Michael, if he's willing, I got a bunch of people I'd like to send over to him, because I don't really have any other outlet of places that I can send people to that will take some great speakers and put them up on a podcast. So, Michael, I got more recommendations for you, and you sort through the ones that you would like to have on and put them out there. Folks, Fringe Radio Network, I'm so thankful to have this opportunity through Brother Michael to be on the Fringe Radio Network. Check that out, fringeradionetwork.com. Brother Johnny and a bunch of the crew there, amazing people, fantastic shows. What else did I need to mention? Okay, for those that aren't looking at the video, Michael, give out your PayPal, which doubles as an email for you. Go ahead.
SpiritForce01@gmail.com. SpiritForce01@gmail.com is our PayPal. And if you can't send us money, send us prayers, and bookmark faithbucks.com, because I have Don Basham sermons, I've got Neville Johnson sermons, I've got Ern Baxter sermons, I've got shows with Sharon Croft, I've got Forces of TikTok, I've got all of our Telegram things, which I update every day, several times a day. I mean, it's like, there are like 8 different things that get auto-updated on that website daily. So faithbucks.com, and you can support us via PayPal, spearforce01@gmail.com, and thank you so much.
Also, great, Michael's got a Spreaker channel, which will have all your podcasts. Is that where you're putting the new ones?
Yes, Spreaker? Sir. Yeah. I mean, I like to do things just whenever the heck I want to do it. I'll just like record a show in my car or walking through a field. I don't have time to edit. I'll have that on my Spreaker Spirit Force, but we're doing our polished stuff. It goes to fringeradionetwork.com, where you and I are also collaborating with a host of other shows, banned content. If you have a podcast you think is worthy to put on there, let us know. We're looking for more people as well, although we're kind of full, but we can always use more. I mean, it's the revolution for Jesus, guys. Let's get going with it.
Hey, man. I really enjoy having you on every week. What a blessing it is. Folks, tune in again next time for more with Michael Basham. And again, go to his website, faithbucks.com. Michael, before we jump, I just found this out by accident the other day. TikTok has just opened up live streaming from a PC also, which is interesting. So they have a new beta program.
Don't tempt me, Frodo.
And, of course, we know that TikTok may be the largest platform out there. So, brother, everything you can upload to TikTok, do it, because there's 1 billion people out there using that thing, man. It's amazing.
Go join us on TikTok, Spirit Wars, TikTok, Faith Bucks, TikTok. We've been banned a bunch of times on there, and a lot of my friends, but there's a huge crop of Christians. And if you're on there, go and troll the New Agers and the witches. Go, like, bless them and love on them. It's great. You'll see them. They'll be like, what? This Christian is, like, commenting on my, you know, don't watch all the tarot cards and stuff, but just go on there and just love bomb the witches. I dare you. And you'll see a crop. But thank you very much, sir. Thank I know you got a huge, awesome marathon. Can't wait to hear it.
Love you, bro.
And guys, stay online. Listen to the rest of the show. We love y'all.
See you next time, folks, for more of Spirit Wars with Michael Basham. Thank you, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Folks, we're going to continue. Let me save this. We'll be right back.